Hi everyone, thanks for tuning into Third Culture Kids this week. This semester has been flying by and we've been so lucky to have such interesting guests on our show wanting to share their passions, stories, and experiences.
Yeah, and we really want to thank our listeners for the support and our friends for being so willing to share their stories with us. Without either of which, our show would not be possible.
So true. And with that, I would like to introduce our guest and get into today's topic. Today, we've invited my friend Randy, who is truly one of the kindest and most inspiring people I've met at AUP so far. Welcome, Randy.
Wow.
Hi, Randy.
How does it feel?
I really like that description of who I am.
It's quite flattering, right?
It is.
So Randy has been to over 18 countries and counting, and he's really an expert. Even if he doesn't say he is, we know he is on all things backpacking, solo travel. And when we became friends, he was always talking about his experiences, and it inspired me to take my first solo trip ever to Florence this past spring break. That was amazing. So if you're considering traveling solo or backpacking and would like to find out more, this episode is for you. And also, Randy's more of a story and advice is on his website and travel Instagram, which we've dropped in the link in the description of this podcast.
For sure. We were so impressed and intrigued by his blog. It's seriously incredible. And I have never traveled alone or backpacked, so you're going to learn tons of things if you're like me from this show. So traveling alone is definitely daunting, but I think there's something to be said about all of us going to an international school. A small part of us has a sense of adventure, and we wish we could take the risk like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Randy's journey is so amazing, and before he shares and we get into the questions, we're going to jump into our highs and lows of the week. So Randy, you go first. What's a high for this week, and what's a low for this week?
The low for the week's have to be like how long it's been. It's only Wednesday, it feels like.
I know, like we were messaging yesterday. I was like, dude, this is a long ass week.
It is. The higher would be my class that I just came from here, like advertising. It was an amazing class. I loved the class and it was really interesting.
That's awesome. Do you just have a really good professor?
Yeah, he's amazing.
I love that. Good professor makes everything.
Yeah, what about you, Sarah?
Let me see. Oh, I got a job. So that's
congratulations.
Good. Yeah, wow. Awesome. Working at a bookstore. And then this morning I had an interview for an internship and she basically like offered it to me on the spot.
So round of applause for that because honestly,
I was kind of nervous because like it's like an official, it felt like an official, like I've had job interviews before, but it felt like my first like adult job, you know, because like I'm not living at home. So yeah, like I wore a blazer to feel more like a badass and I think it worked.
You do look very professional today.
Low, I just like kind of, I don't know. I'm just trying to juggle everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and finding what my
right
balance
now
is. And it's like a good excitement too. So
yeah.
I guess, yeah, your turn.
Okay, so I would say like my high is that I've rekindled my passion for writing. I've loved writing my entire life. Just articles or stories or literally anything. And I found like finally been able to tap back into that. And so I want to try and write for the university newspaper and like, or just write stories again.
Yeah.
So I'm just really excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, and like a low would be, I really want to retake up African dancing because I used to do that a lot.
That came out of nowhere.
No, because it's something I've been thinking about for a while. But
okay,
the class is fully booked this semester, and so I'm really upset about it.
I wasn't
throw riot.
Yeah,
neither was I.
It's random, but it's really truly felt.
Yeah, stand for what you believe in.
Thank you.
So anyway, Randy, I would first love for you to share our listeners your journey from the Dominican Republic to New York City to the Marines, and eventually to solo traveling and backpacking, and now Paris, which is so cool. So maybe if you can just give us like a brief.
So international.
Yeah, I know.
It is. Like, I've been international myself like for a long time. Not many people know that I was actually born in Panama. So I was born in Panama. Then I moved to the Dominican Republic when I was 7. And from there, when I was 18, I was like, you know what? The economy was bad in the Dominican Republic. The education was not that good. So I wanted something new.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I decided like, I was born in Panama. Then let's go back to Panama. So I went to Panama for 1 year.
Did you like it there?
I like it, but the idea to go to Panama was to study.
Mm-hmm.
And the educational system in Panama was way different from the one from the Dominican Republic. So they say, okay, you can go to university here, but you need to do 2 more years of high school.
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
you're already 18, so you're like.
Yeah, I was like 19 at the moment when they say that. So I was like, no, I'm not going.
Nobody wants to do two
no
more years of high school.
Dude,
high school, like,
high school
last
again
couple months, brutal. Like,
so that was like the dilemma of my life. Like,
yeah.
I was working there. I was getting a lot of money in this international company. So I was like, should I stay here working or should I go for my education? So I decided to go for my education. And my mother was living in New York for 20 years. So that's when I picked like, okay, let's go to New York.
Was that your first time in the U.S.?
Yeah, it was my first time in the U.S. First time living in the U.S. Like mm-hmm. before I was like going for vacations.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really scary, like moving to New York without speaking any English at all. So it was like, wow. Let's just do it.
Culture shock, man.
Yeah, culture
shock. How long did it take you to learn the language and feel comfortable?
I remember, I don't know if you've been in New York before, like the subway, the like doors, they say like, stay clean, the closing door. Mm-hmm. I remember it took me 2 years to understand that. And the moment like
I was
in the train, like in the train, in the subway, reading a book, and then I understood what you say, like stay clean, the closing door. I just jumped in the middle
Hallelujah!
Of the train. People were looking at me like, what's
yeah,
happening?
Yeah.
It took me 2 years to understand it from there, everybody. Like, just,
yeah.
It was easier and easier.
Mm-hmm. And then the Marines. So when did that kind of start?
The second day that I got to New York, I went to a recruiting station to take the test. I failed miserably. Like, it was 100 points, and I got 5 points. Because everything was in English, and I didn't speak any English at all.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I need to speak English. So that's when I decided to go to college. So I went to 3 different colleges to learn English. It was super intense. I was working and learning English at the same time. It took me like a year and a half to retake the test again, and then I passed with a 75 point. That was enough to join, and that's when I joined the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And so what made you want to join the Marines?
Discipline. See, the discipline was what was attracted to me at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so 2 years, and then what?
2 years, unfortunately, I ended up breaking my left ankle
mm-hmm.
before going to my first deployment that was going to be to Okinawa. So that's when, like, everything stopped.
Yeah. And then...
That must have been really hard for you.
Yeah.
It was a hard moment, but, like,
I love
the personality that I have. It's like
bounce back.
One door is closing, you just open another one.
So then what door opened?
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah.
That's the door that opened. Travel.
That's amazing. That's
yeah.
How did that, like, occur? You just decided when you left the Marines to go on a
backpacking
trip? I
always wanted to travel, really.
Okay.
I always wanted to travel, but, like, you know, like, that goes for everybody. When I was too young, I didn't have the money, but I had the time. Then when I was, like, when I started working, I had the money, but I didn't have the time. So after the military, that was the perfect moment that I had the money and I had the time. So I was like, let's take it. And also, like, the transition back to the civilian life. I need to do something for myself in order to transition faster.
Right.
Wow.
And traveling was, like... the key for the success.
Wow. So when you're talking about traveling, like how, like where would you go? How long would you go for? How many years would this last?
Mm-hmm.
Depends. Like I don't consider myself a full-time traveler. If you see my website, I see that I'm a part-time traveler because I always travel like on vacation. Like it can be spring vacation, like summer vacation, winter vacation, like winter break. So that's what I do. My
first. Right, because you're getting a degree. Now,
yeah, exactly.
So,
I want to do both. I want to travel the world, but I also want to get a degree.
What's your degree in?
Marketing and psychology.
Okay.
Yeah, double major.
Do you know what you would want to do afterwards?
Really, I want to open my own business.
Okay.
That's what I want to do, yeah.
So why are you studying psychology?
It's always was there, like something that I like, and I studied marketing. I think the marketing is the psychology of consumer behavior.
Oh, definitely.
They will buff.
Goes well together.
Yeah, they
perfect. Okay, so I want to kind of talk about your backpacking experiences. And so how much, so when you go on backpacking or solo trips, how much of it do you plan versus how much you just let happen, like according
spontaneity.
To, according to fate? What do you,
we
how
can,
do you balance this?
Yeah.
We can put this in perspective. Like, I remember my first backpacking trip was to Thailand, and because it was the first, I like planned everything, every single moment, every single hour, every single thing. And it was, like, really stressful to say. It was amazing. Like, don't take me wrong. It was an amazing trip. But it was, like, stressful to, in order to, like, set the timeline and be able to...
Stick to it.
Stick to it, yeah.
Yeah, so having a more flexible approach is more enjoyable.
Yeah, so what do you recommend for, like, if people are just starting out when they go about planning?
For sure, if you're starting, like, your first solo trip... Plan, but be flexible. I would guarantee that. Like,
that's a great mentality.
Make a plan and try to be flexible because the most amazing thing about traveling is that you meet amazing people and you will want to join. But if you're planning everything, like stick to your plan, then you will not be able to join to amazing people around that
are
traveling.
And so I know money is such a strong anchor of what determines the types of vacations we go on. And I know in your blog you go in depth about this, but can you briefly explain how you go about navigating budgeting as well as travel credit cards, just from a beginner standpoint?
Okay, I would say it took me don't know if many people know. I mean, not many people know about travel credit cards,
mm-hmm.
and they're like amazing. I've been traveling for free to more than 10 countries with travel credit cards. This is, would be like American Express, Platinum. That would be like Chase Sapphire Preferred.
What
Chase
do you mean Sapphire for free?
The magic of these credit cards is like when you sign up, they give you sign up bonuses. If you spend the minimum spending, that usually is like $3,000. If you calculate, we spend more than that between like college, between like renting, phone bills, and everything. You spend more than $3,000 per month.
Yeah,
and you need to spend the minimum spending for the sign up bonuses is like $3,000 in less than 3 months, mm-hmm. and you spend that.
And then what do you get if month. You spend that?
If you spend it, you get 55 to 60,000 points. That these can, I can say like easily, is like $1,000 or $1,500 for travels.
Oh, wow.
So right there, that's a fly round trip to any place that you want to go.
I have heard about that. Wow, it's amazing.
That's cool. I feel like if you know the right way to do it, it's a really, like...
That's how I started. Like, I got a Chase Sapphire.
Because credit cards are a slippery slope.
And we're free to time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just budgeting in general, when you're backpacking or traveling by yourself, how do you go about that?
It all depends on the country. You really need to understand the country. For example, I think Southeast Asia is the easiest area to travel.
Where?
Because
I'm sorry.
It's Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Because everything is really cheap, so you can budget in. I recommend budgeting for by day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can usually do like in Southeast Asia, maybe $25 per day. That would be like a good budget. If you want to go like or and beyond, like just do like $35 per day, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like hostels in Southeast Asia, they cost like $3. Eating there per meal would be like $2.
In Southeast Asia, you can eat so well, and it's very cheap.
Oh my gosh,
it's delicious.
Here, I'm like crying over.
No, Paris is not the same.
Oh, Paris is.
So, but you have been doing some backpacking around Europe as well, right?
Only to 5 countries, I think. I started like...
Only.
Yeah.
Only. No big deal.
And so what's the difference? What's the major difference between backpacking in Europe and backpacking in Asia, for example?
The money. It has to be the money, the budgeting. Like,
right.
Europe is so expensive,
so
and
expensive.
It's also harder to travel.
Yeah.
Like, transportation is more expensive, and it's, like, less than Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Southeast Asia, you can take a bus, plane, boat, whatever, even a motorbike to transfer to another city.
Mm-hmm.
While, like, in Europe, you have to take trains or, like, buses that they don't stick to the schedule, so it's, like, more difficult.
Strikes, all that.
And so when talking about safety, how do you go about finding a safe hostel, and what misconceptions are there, if any? And do you think that hostels are better options than Airbnbs or hotels? Like, what are the pros and cons?
I would say it all depends on the personality. For me, I love hostels because that's what I travel for, to meet people, to know the culture, and spend less. But I have to say, like, hostels are not for some people. I know some people like more, like, hotels, five-star hotels and stuff like that. And you can do it too with these credit cards, like that I said before. They offer you like really nice deals that you can spend less in these fancy hotels. But for me, I really like hostels. And the way to go is like read the comments. That's what I would say to all the travelers. Read the comments before.
Is there a website you go through?
Yeah, I go to Hostelworld. I have the app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
What I say, like, don't make a reservation in a hostel that you never read the comments, because sometimes they have bed bugs. That would be like the worst, your worst nightmare.
And how many people are you usually in a room when you stay in a hostel?
I especially like when less people the better for me, but some people like the more. Like I've been in a hostel with 15 people in one room.
Wow.
15. Wow.
15. Yeah, that was crazy. And I've been with 4. So that's
okay.
Like, it's the window between 4 and 15.
I guess it's a great way to meet people and have a really authentic experience.
It is, like,
because being in fantastic hotels or whatever, you're going to be isolated from the reality of the place you're visiting.
Yeah.
So
I met all my best friends nowadays, like, traveling in
really?
Hostels.
That's
and you're
amazing.
Able to stay in contact with them afterwards?
Yeah. Actually, there's one of them that we met in Panama one day, and then we already seeing each other like in 5 countries, and he's coming this Saturday too.
That's amazing.
Sleep in my house for a week.
So cool.
So I know we briefly discussed this when I ran into the other day, but I find it so interesting that there are other options for accommodations that are even free in some cases.
Yes.
And you were explaining on your blog that websites such as Couchsurfing and Workaway are a way for you to have lodging for free while you're traveling by yourself. Can you kind of talk about your experience with that? And like kind of how to go about it in a safe way?
yeah, they are like a really amazing tools if you want to travel for even cheaper. Like traveling is cheap already, but even cheaper, like Workaway is an amazing tool. Like you can go to a house to work like 3 to 5 hours a day for 5 days a week, and they will provide you with a free bed.
Wow.
And sometimes they will give you like a one meal or 3 meals during the day.
I have a friend in the UK who used to visit like a bunch of places in the UK by working in farms like that, just a few hours a day, and then living there and then being able to
get fed and like
and then being able to just visit the place. Yeah.
That's what my girlfriend is doing right now in Australia. Like she's like living there for free.
Wait, can you tell us how you guys met? Because I think it's so cute and I want everyone to hear. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Before coming here to AUP, I was backpacking in Southeast Asia.
Where specifically?
I went to Bali, Singapore, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, and Myanmar. I met my girlfriend in Vietnam. We were doing like a motorbike road trip from one city to another one, and that's how we met.
And she was just on the same trip as you?
Not really. Like we were just traveling, like with two people traveling separate.
Yeah.
But like we met and we were like, oh, okay, like I like you. But not like that. As a friend, like, oh, I like you. Yeah. I like you too. You want to keep traveling together? We were like, okay. Then we ended up traveling together for like 2 months.
Oh my god,
that's awesome.
And one thing like
led to another.
And so when you're traveling alone, how do you avoid getting lonely? Do you have any tips on getting yourself out there, meeting people, or without putting yourself in danger, of course?
I think my biggest scare at the beginning, like my first trip, was like, oh, I'm going to feel so lonely.
Yeah.
I'm going to be alone all the time. That's not
I thought that too when I was going to go to Florence. I was so scared. Yeah. And then like, because I'm so social, but you're right. It's really not the case.
It's not the case. I've been in a situation there, I'm like, oh, I'm tired from people. Mm-hmm. I want to be alone. Like, there's so many people traveling that you're going to meet. Like, there's so many people that you're going to
never feel
alone. It's
like no matter what you do, you're going to meet people, kind of.
You're going to meet people, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would say for you to travel, don't travel with people. Like, at least do one solo trip.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing. You're going to meet so amazing people.
Yeah, because when you travel in groups, you don't really try and meet other people. And so it's very different experience. Yeah. But can you imagine if you're by yourself, people are going to approach you. I'm more likely to approach you. And
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Okay. Totally. So how do you stay safe, and what tips do you recommend for people new to backpacking and solo traveling world? And then I know we talked about this, but like solo female travelers, just like the stigma around that.
Okay, so
there's a stigma?
Yeah.
You put it in like a good
perspective. Solo female traveling, like I remember in the past was like a super taboo, a big taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a female like traveling by themselves, it was like, you want to get killed, you know, but
so
they didn't do it that much. But nowadays,
human trafficking, and
you see more females traveling alone than anything else. I would just say, like, not only to female but to everybody, like, pay attention to your surroundings, never use headphones, and then never leave your backpack. Like, you backpack along. And I would tell you this story, like, one day I had to sleep in the airport, and I was afraid that someone was gonna take my backpack, so I have like this cable in my backpack always, so I just like wrapped the backpack, wrapped the cable to my body, and then lock it. I'm like, if they're gonna take the backpack, they'd rather take me with the backpack.
They're so dragging you in the airport. Deal.
Yeah. Like, so I would say that it's like, never use headphones. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this story also in Colombia. You know about this exodus that is happening in Venezuela. People are leaving the country.
Mm-hmm,
it's a really sad situation. So I was crossing the border. There was like thousands and thousands of people in there. I thought I was going to be stuck there for like a week to cross
that's
the border.
So scary.
But like privileged. I have like US passport. So like they were saying Americans are like here.
Yeah.
I crossed like in 10 minutes.
US passport's like a golden ticket.
Yeah. But what I say is always pay attention to your surroundings, because like I felt something and I looked back and there was this guy trying to backpack me.
Oh my gosh.
He was with his hand in my pocket already. I'm just looking at him like, I'm gonna kill you. And he started crying, and we ended up being friends on Facebook and everything.
Oh my gosh. Only you, Randy.
But that's awesome though. So just really be aware of yourself.
Be aware.
Yeah. Be
conscious. Never walk with headphones. That would be the biggest.
What about when you don't know the language and like you're in a totally foreign place? Like,
there's something that is like mentally created that they call the backpacking path.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where everybody goes. So like if you stick to the backpacker path, you like everybody's gonna speak
can
English.
Can you find that online further. Or
it's something like is there like by intuition, but you can for a few countries you can find it online.
So all the backpackers are going to do the same
route. Yeah, something interesting that happened to me all the time, and it's gonna happen to you if you start traveling. Like you can start, for example, like see South America. You start in Peru and you meet somebody. You're like, okay, we're best friend now, and then you have to say goodbye. Like, oh, bye, and then you travel for 3 months. And you meet the same, but you run into the same person in Colombia. Like, what?
Where are you?
Because that's everybody's awesome. Doing the same route.
So your trips, how long do they last then? It's not just a week. You go for really, like, how long do you go for?
The shortest I ever did, done in my life was a week.
Okay.
And the longest was 6 months.
Wow.
6 months. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Nothing. My girlfriend is traveling for 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so jealous.
So 3 years, why? What's your project?
Oh, she's... finished her education, and she was like, you know what, I want to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she just like she got some money from her grandfather. So she was like, I just gonna travel for
okay,
it's amazing.
For 3 years. 3 years is the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she doesn't know if she's gonna finish. So far,
day
she
day.
Did a year and a half.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So
good
cool.
for her. And so, what are your favorite apps to use when backpacking and traveling solo?
I would say Hostelworld for sure. Mm-hmm. Airbnb, because a few countries. Airbnbs are better mm-hmm. and cheaper, like Europe especially. Sometimes mm-hmm. you can find
totally.
A better deal in Airbnb than a hostel.
Yeah.
And MapsMe also, like, is a map that you can use offline without internet. This is really useful, especially in Latin America. Latin America, they
if you
really
don't have
steal,
Wi-Fi, yeah.
No, they're really going to steal your phone.
Oh, okay.
So it's like something that you put the map and try, like, look.
Oh, it's a map to find your phone.
Yeah, you can find your phone, you can find areas, and it's offline too. And be cautious of, like, looking to the map all the time. In a few countries, it's dangerous because they're going to take you
from
right.
away.
Right.
Yeah,
I've seen that many times.
So what's your favorite place you've been to and why? And then is there maybe, like, a funny story or inspiring behind it? Yeah.
Are you going to put me in the spot right now?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Or just, it doesn't have to be your favorite one,
no,
but just
favorite,
one of the top
just
ones.
Memorable. I just love listening to you talk about your experiences because it's so interesting.
It's hard picking between Colombia and Laos.
It could be both.
Well,
okay.
Tell us about Laos first.
Yeah.
Laos is amazing. I think one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been in my life. And it's really nice because I took them for granted. I went to Laos after Vietnam. So I was already like, oh, Vietnam is amazing. I'm never going to see a country better
mm-hmm.
than this one. And so I told myself I'm only going to be in Laos for 3 days. And I ended up being there for a month.
Oh, my gosh.
So you really loved
it.
It
was so amazing. Yeah, like, you can rent a motorbike for $5 per day.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh
just,
gosh.
Like, use the motorbike to go to lagoons, capes, mountains. You can hike
wow.
in the spot. It's, like, so beautiful.
What do you think you were most drawn to? Like, the landscape or the food, the people?
Oh,
like,
the
what
water
like?
And the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, like, waterfalls are, like,
oh, wow.
gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are so nice and so lovely. Like, I cried so many times, like, meeting, like,
aww,
amazing people.
Oh, that's amazing. So what's next? Do you have any upcoming backpack plans? I know you mentioned Hawaii.
I want to talk about Colombia
yeah.
too. Like,
sorry,
oh,
okay, talk about Colombia.
Go to Colombia.
Because Colombia, like, everybody have, what I want to say about traveling, the most beautiful thing is about learning about cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and when I was traveling to Colombia, my family and my friends, they were all like, oh, you're crazy. They're going to kidnap you. They're going to steal your phone. They're going to do something wrong to you. So everybody was like that. Like, Colombia is dangerous. Don't go there. Don't go there. Like,
and so, of course, you went.
Of course,
I'm going.
Because you're Randy.
And then, like, Colombia ended up being one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been because of the people.
Good coffee,
they
too,
really,
right?
They really amazing coffee.
Yeah.
They did steal something from me. They stole my heart. Because, like, they are so amazing and
yeah.
so beautiful. It's such a beautiful people over there.
I love that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, so, like, I would say, like, learning about cultures and the differences. Like,
how did you immerse yourself within their culture? That way you could actually communicate with them properly
yeah,
and get to know them properly.
Yeah, that's such a good question.
Sometimes I just try to avoid tourists. Like, when I travel, sometimes I travel for the tourists, like, to meet people around hostels and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. But sometimes I try to speak more with the locals.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I was in Bali, I was like reading my books and listening to Bob Marley, and this, like, one of the cleaners of the hostel, he started dancing to Bob Marley. Hello, you like Bob Marley? I'm like, yeah. And we started talking about Bob Marley. He ended up taking me to his second job, took me to
that's
his
awesome.
Family
aww.
To cook. to pray. There was like at this big festival. He said like, "Hey Randy, I want you to pray."
Yeah, no one would do that.
I was crying when we said goodbye. I was crying like, "Oh, I want to see you. I want to come back to Bali." Like it was really beautiful. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, so what's next? Like, do you have... I know now we're in school until May, but...
after that, what are your plans for this summer?
Yeah, you said Hawaii or something?
Yeah. I don't know, like, I don't know if you see in my page, like, my big goal is to travel the entire world before my 40s. That's
do you have one of those maps that you can, like...
I do.
Everywhere you went to. You're a Pinterest girl at heart.
So eventually I want to travel the entire world, but this year it got complicated. Because, like, everything, AUP, even being in France, is expensive. So, now what I'm doing is, like, I'm using Workaway to go and work. I mean, not really work. I'm using Workaway to live in Hawaii for 3 months.
Wow.
I found this guy that he owns a house, a share house. So, it's like Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
But he want a backpack to South America. So, he's going to travel to South America. Wow, I'm going to live in his house, like, taking care of the Airbnb.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's so nice. That's you'll have a place to stay and everything.
Yep,
yeah.
It's amazing.
So what advice can you give to anyone who's interested in backpacking and solo travel but has doubts or is a little bit nervous because it's their first time? So, like, what's the most important thing you've learned from all your adventures?
Just do it.
Just do it.
I don't like, think stop don't thinking. Think of, don't think about it and just go and don't expect that people are going to go with you. Like, I found myself in that situation, like, oh, this, I'm going to travel with my friends. And then at last minute, they say, oh, I cannot go. So
happens all the time.
So I would say just go by yourself. So you're going to meet amazing people that you will not regret. And they're going to be your best friend forever. For real.
Love that.
Well, thank you for that. That's a
That was incredible.
Inspirational story.
So now we're going to ask you 5 questions. And the point is, don't overthink it. Just say the first thing that comes to mind. So what's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is to have fears, I would say, yeah.
Wow. So then every time you have a fear, you're going to just, like, just dive straight into it and get rid of it?
I think that's the most interesting response we've gotten from all of our guests.
And so what would your ideal day be like?
Listening to jazz and drinking whiskey and smoking cigars.
I love that. if a crystal ball could tell you anything about your future, is there anything that you would want to know or you could say no?
I don't think so. Like, I really like... an expectancy, so.
Yeah. And what do you think is your best and your worst trait?
Really passionate about everything that I do in my life. And I would say that that's also my weakness. I'm so passionate that right now can be like, oh, you went too far.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good way to live life, I feel. Yeah. Always.
What do you think that your friends think your best and worst trait is?
Do they agree with you?
Yeah, they agree.
They
were the one that told me that.
I agree. I totally agree. if you could go back in time and give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't be scared, because I was so scared when I was younger. And like
of people or just...
of everything in life. Like people, I was shy of doing something new, getting outside of my comfort zone. So I would say
this. And most people still are. Most people are for the rest of their lives, right?
Yeah.
It's good. Fear is a big
thing.
It's
so interesting that you said that. Yeah.
And so with that, we'd better start wrapping things up. Randy, we really hope you enjoyed being here. We definitely loved having you on our show. And so thank you for sharing what you're so passionate about with us.
Yeah, seriously, thanks so much again. I know that you're going to inspire our listeners the same way that you've inspired us. Everyone, be sure to check out Randy's blog and website, as well as his travel Instagram, which has super, super cool photos. I absolutely loved it. And there he'll have even more tips and details on adventuring. We've dropped a link to in the description. And I'm sure you'd be willing to answer like questions people have about backpacking, solo travel, just because that's your thing.
Yeah, and so we really hope you enjoyed the show. And if you have any questions for Randy, you can feel free to email us at thirdculturekidsinquiry@gmail.com. We will be sure to have him respond to any inquiries. And if you are a third culture kid yourself in Paris, please email us for a chance to be featured on the show.
Yeah, and our show is available on World Radio Paris, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else podcasts are available. So be sure to like, subscribe, and give it some love. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!